Black History Month began in Springfield, Massachusetts this week with an annual flag-raising ceremony at City Hall. A large, diverse audience of children from a local elementary school, a Head Start classroom, and a Youth Job Corps program were encouraged by keynote speaker Dr. Alonzo Sheffield, age 95, a retired physician, to learn their history.
I think it will help them in their studies and appreciate what the situation is today.
Sheffield is part of local black history. He was one of the first African Americans to practice medicine in Springfield when he began a general practice in 1947. He recalled it as a difficult time.
The culture and people had prejudices.
Also, he said his patients then were mostly poor people.
Well, things are improving, but there's a lot to be improved. I think some people are working on it.
The importance of learning your history was a theme echoed by several other speakers. State Representative Benjamin Swan highlighted Carter Goodwin Woodson, founder of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. Woodson is credited with starting Negro History Week, which evolved to Black History Month.
He said that a people without knowledge of their history and their culture become negligible in terms of humankind. Now, I'm going to say that again. If you don't know your history and your culture, you become unimportant.
State Representative Carlos Gonzalez called for tolerance and understanding.
Many years ago, a great African leader said that there's no child that's born with hate in his heart. No child. And if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. And this is about love. Loving who you are, loving where you come from, and loving those who come from other places that you may not know.
The program also included a proclamation from Mayor Dominic Sarno, songs performed by a children's chorus from the Freedman Elementary School, and the raising of the Black American Heritage flag outside City Hall. This was the 30th annual flag-raising ceremony in Springfield to coincide with Black History Month. The event is dedicated to Ruth Loving, known as Springfield's Mother of Civil Rights. She died in 2014 at the age of 100. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.